Some of the people I worked with before I was promoted scowled at me when I came through, but only a handful. The vast majority were extremely pleased that one of the grunts had risen to a corner office spot within the advertising firm. Once or twice a week, one of the writing team would ask me another version of the same question I was bound to get when my next meeting came along. "Alyssa, how did a slogan writer like you ever manage to become a top ad exec?" It wasn't all that difficult to answer. I worked hard, took advantage of a unique chance to meet with a huge client of ours, sold them on our company, and they became one of the biggest clients in the history of the advertising firm. When they asked for more details, I really couldn't answer them for two reasons. First of all, my path towards the top of the company was paved with hours upon thousands of hours of hard work, double duty, and sacrifice that would make a story far too long to tell. Secondly, I can't tell them, because it is a very well-kept secret how my string of large clientele started. My famous strut down the hallway to my office drew attention from others and built me up for the day mainly because of the confidence it pumped into me. The same can be said of how my little string of successful clients started. Finally, in my office, I took off my tailored suit jacket, unbuttoned an extra button on my blouse, and kicked my heels off toward the corner. With my feet propped up, pantyhose visible past my slightly sliding black skirt, I thought back to how it all began. It was about a year ago. Back then, I was one of the best slogan people the firm had to offer. If it was a big client or a rush job, I was going to be chosen to lead the people who worked with me, and lead I did, albeit in an informal way.